There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hear me?
I did. I heard you.
And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need. You just say that and they show up. They come jumping out of a shrub.
Oh, cool.
No matter where you are in life, when you need the coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
There's so much noise in my house. Huh? Oki's just crying outside the door right now.
The dog is still with you? Once the babies show up.
Hi, Annie. You've caught us in the middle of an argument. Meet Conan and Sona.
Hi, guys. That's what I would expect to catch you guys.
Hi, Annie. How are you?
Excellent. It's a real pleasure to meet you guys.
That's so funny because just as you came on, I was lecturing Sona. She was saying, oh, my dog's making noise. And I said, you still have a dog? You have twins. You've got to get rid of the dog now. And
no.
So, yeah, and then you show up. That's very awkward, Annie. You saw the real me.
Annie, aren't you a lawyer? Couldn't you, like, kind of decide whether she should keep this dog or not? How does law work?
Wow, you're really not helping today. That's incredible. Thanks, Matt.
You bet. My God, Matt. That was great.
I'll just log off.
Let me take over now, and maybe what we've done so far is just completely incompetent.
You take this one. Just this one, you take it.
Okay. Yeah, please. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm very good. And you're coming to us from, where are you? You're in Alberta?
Yes, Edmonton.
Edmonton. Alberta's the province, is that right?
That's right.
The way British Columbia is a province, or Yukon, or Saskatchewan, or Manitoba, or Ontario, or Quebec. Is that the idea?
That's the idea. I feel like you've missed a few, but that was a very good recall.
Yeah. Well, you know me, I've just always been obsessed with my Canadian provinces. You know, I think the other one I'm forgetting might be Nunavut. Is that one?
There's also a territory.
Okay. There's also Newfoundland and Labrador.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to make sure that everyone stops listening to this podcast as quickly as possible.
We did it. It's done.
Today is going to be provinces of Canada. Annie, thanks for thank you for calling in. What do you do? What is your profession, Annie?
I'm a lawyer and I specialize in criminal defense.
Oh, you're the defense. Cool. I see.
Yeah.
So your job is to make sure that the criminal gets away with it and runs free.
My job is to make sure innocent people charged with crimes have a good shot at making sure that the Crown, that is the Crown Prosecution Services, actually proves their case against them.
That's right. The Crown is the state.
Yes.
So yes, it's the British system that you've inherited. So you are making sure that the Crown doesn't wrongfully prosecute anyone. Is that right?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. That's good. Quick question. Have you ever defended someone successfully and then you get them, you get them free, and right after the case is over and everyone's filing out, they turn to you and wink and go, you know I did it, don't you? Has that ever happened?
Oh, no.
I feel like that's a movie you're quoting. And I can't remember which movie it is.
Well,
I'm thinking of a movie.
Oh, is there? Yeah. Is there one?
Yeah.
Is there
the
a movie?
The Edward Norton one?
The Primal Fear. Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of.
Okay, yeah. Right. I actually wasn't thinking of a movie. That's just the kind of mind I have. I could have written Primal Fear if some jerk hadn't come along and written it first. So my apologies to that screenwriter. It's probably someone really famous. But that would be my only concern if I was the defense, would be Because you seem like you'd be, I'm sure you're very good at it. And so sometimes do you free someone, get them off, and then you find, or you have a sneaking suspicion that they did it, but that's their right to the best defense possible, right?
That's right. Yeah. I don't know that it's actually ever actually gotten that far, but I've certainly had clients who walked through the door and said, yeah, I did it. And
you're kidding. They tell you.
Oh no. It happens all the time. There's people who will have confessed to the cops, and then we'll have to deal with whether or not that confession is admissible or whether we could try to get it stricken.
Right. So as a defense attorney, it's sometimes kind of a drag when they immediately admit they did it and they actually did it. That's kind of like, ouch.
Yeah. But sometimes they will tell me, hey, I did it. And they haven't told anybody else. So I then don't put my client on the stand, and we just see whether the Crown's got enough evidence to convict, because
got it.
I'm certainly not going to help my client get convicted if the prosecution services don't have what they need, they still can't convict somebody that they don't have the evidence for.
You know, it always looks when they don't, to me, it looks like if they don't put the person on the stand, there's this presumption that they did it. And I know that that's unfair, but the minute they don't take the stand, I think they did it. You know, I just do. If I was on a jury and the defense didn't take the stand, the person who's being prosecuted, I would stand up in the jury box and say, oh, for God's sakes, they're guilty. No. And I would say that out loud.
Usually for not putting somebody on the stand, we try to avoid having a jury. So you can choose whether you're tried by a jury or a judge alone.
Got it.
And so for that very reason, we don't, if somebody's not going to testify, we try not to put it in front of a jury.
Right.
Conan, you would make a terrible juror.
Yeah.
My thing about, I've never been a juror and I've tried to be a juror, Annie, but they don't let me because they say I'd be a distraction. I think that's true. Every time I've been dismissed and I've been told I'd be a distraction. And this was even long before I was famous. They just thought I was weird and that I would distract from the process. But I would. I think I'd be very vocal. I think that would be my problem as a juror. I'd do a lot of, oh, come on. You know, I'd say things out loud.
There is some of that. Haven't seen anybody outright say, oh, come on.
Right.
But I had a judge and jury trial once where the verdict was returned in 3 minutes for not guilty. And so it was the length of time it took for my client to go to the bathroom and come back. And during closing arguments, I could see some of the jurors kind of doing the motion of, oh, come on, where they just leaned back. And
that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Wow. I was I almost got on a jury once and they said I couldn't because I wanted to use an air horn. Yeah.
And, man.
So, yeah.
Can we just get to the question that everybody's thinking about? And that is, Annie, do you wear one of those dainty little woolen wigs?
Yes.
No. I don't even think that lawyers in the UK do them anymore, except for the High Court. So no, I did get to wear a wig for my law school graduation photo, but that's it. It's a prop.
I would say, but the only reason I've really wanted to be a lawyer in England is so that I could wear a powdered wig. And that's really the only reason I aspire to that, is I think it'd be so great if I lost the case to take off my wig and throw it down in front of everybody and have the powder kind of come up in a little cloud.
And then it scurries away.
Then it scurries away and goes, Annie, we're idiots. I apologize. Hey, I have a question for you. I'm assuming you must listen to our podcast if you've decided to join us. And so you must have some sense of my personality. How would I be as a client, do you think? Would I worry you, or do you think I'd be pretty good on the, how would I do on the stand? And be honest, please.
Yeah, speak freely.
If you hired me at the investigation stage, I would worry about you confessing, or just, I think you're going to talk nonstop and do bits at the police station.
Why, Annie, what makes you think that? That's so
even
insulting.
If he's guilty? Even if he's like committed a murder, he's going to do bits.
I'm going to do... Oh, Annie, that made my day. That's exactly right. I could be convicted. I mean, I could be charged with the most heinous crime, and I'd be doing bits with my glasses. I'd be doing bits from all the movies I've seen and all of the procedurals I've watched on television. It would be a shit show.
You would be beaten up by the other prisoners, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
I'd be beaten up by the jury. I think the judge would get in there and start hitting me with his gavel.
You'd be beaten up by the murder victim. You wouldn't even get to commit murder.
It'd be attempted murder. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where California. You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. You can check in on your home and manage your security systems from virtually anywhere. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package. You can know that there's a package out there.
I know.
And not a person.
You don't have to that do helps. Anything.
Yeah, sometimes a person rings the doorbell and I think it's a package. Anyway, and with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you can get 30 days of event video history, even smarter notifications like when a familiar or unfamiliar face is seen. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just a tap. Mm. I'm always setting off alarms accidentally. This is helpful for me.
Oh, good.
When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. This is unbelievable. I've been talking about this idea for years.
I know. I want you to explain it more.
I can.
Okay.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. I had this idea years ago. I was telling people, no one listened to me. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems. Remember when I said that?
Yeah.
Because you've got one unified business management suite.
You said that.
Yeah. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, man.
Yeah.
See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Conan, netsuite.com/Conan. I'm going to say it one more time just for emphasis, netsuite.com/Conan. On the way in today, Sona, I was thinking about just how much has changed over the years.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, we were all dancing the jitterbug and the watusi. Okay. And then you grow up now and there's mosh pits and everything's gone cuckoo. There's this new thing called rap. I don't know what's happening anymore. But guess what? In a world full of change, there's one thing that hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. The great taste of Miller Lite. Are you with me on this?
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. And you know, another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling.
Yeah.
I hate a filling beer. When I have a filling beer, I just want to sit down in a beanbag chair
for 6 days, but not with Miller Lite. So what's the best thing about the original light beer? Mm-hmm. Back in 1975, the big debate in America was what's more important, that it's less filling, Miller Lite, or it tastes great.
Yeah.
The cool thing is when we all realized it's both.
Okay.
It's less filling and it tastes great.
Yeah, all right. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer.
Yeah.
Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Wow, that's fascinating, Annie. You seem like you have a pretty cool life. What's your, you know, what else is going on with you? Just anything, you know? What's, tell me about your, do you have a family? What's happening?
Yeah, I married I kicked my husband out of the apartment for this.
For good?
No, just for this. Just for this period of time.
It'd be great. Okay. You got a divorce.
Conan demands total loyalty.
You know, this is something, it's a prerequisite. If you want to call in to the podcast and we're going to, you know, talk to each other, you must end any relationship you're in.
It's a cult.
Okay. What does he do?
So he runs several businesses in Vancouver, which is where we're from, mm-hmm. That are a mix of martial arts and daycare.
What?
I love those things. Don't sound like they would go well together, you know?
No.
It's just like, well, what do you do? Let's see. I have a rodeo and a glass butterfly shop combined. I love just, we'll take good care of your kid, and then the minute the parents are gone, they're all kicking each other in the throat.
It's a fight
as hard
club.
As they can. Yeah. A fight. Yeah. You basically have a fight club for 5-year-olds.
It's where all the money really is the streaming toddler fights.
Wow. And the kids, I guess, I mean, it kind of makes sense. They'll burn off a lot of calories and they'll toughen up real fast.
Oh, God.
If they've run around all day inside a gym, which has padded floors, so that's the martial arts. As long as you've got the weapons kind of locked away in the back where nobody
weapons?
Can access them.
Yes, weapons. Like, what are we talking about with weapons? Like nunchucks?
Swords.
Oh my God.
Throwing stars, those throwing stars you can whip at someone that stick in someone's forehead?
I don't think they have throwing stars, but I think they do have throwing knives. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I
smart.
Thought,
you're
it's
right. For kids.
You're right, yeah. I'm sorry, I was being, my suggestion was irresponsible, but then you corrected things.
And just full closet full of small arms and submachine guns, or what else do we have?
No.
It's Canada.
It's
no guns.
Canada.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, okay. They've actually got their shit together up there. So
yep. Sounds like it.
And I mean that. Yeah. That's what I like about Canada, whether it's British Columbia or the Northwest Territories or Saskatchewan or Manitoba.
Just had a few people back.
Or Ontario or New Brunswick or Nova Scotia or Quebec. Uh-huh. I am not. These are tattooed on my hand. that's how much I love Canada.
You left out Prince Edward Island, where I assume your most ardent fans are.
I left out Prince Edward Island for a reason, which is...
That's true.
No. We had someone, my mother, when she finally went back to work, she hired someone to look after us during the day because there were 6 of us. And she was actually a lovely woman named Eva from Prince Edward Island, but she had brought some customs with her from Prince Edward Island. And she once tried to cure, my brother Luke had a wart on his hand, and she cut a potato in two, rubbed one half on the wart, and buried the other in the backyard.
Jesus.
So that was, I guess that's something that happens up in Prince Edward Island. So yes, I left that one off, and I apologize. But
I don't know. I feel like that goes hand in hand with some of the home remedies that Sona uses.
Yeah,
so. Yes, it does.
Hear this and it makes complete sense to me. So
right.
I bet his wart was fixed after that. Like he was cured.
No, he got gangrene. And the
oh, no, she put the wrong half in the ground.
Yeah, exactly. And the other half of the potato died of a heart attack. So, well, this is very good. And I'm guessing you may have some people have a question for me. Do you have a question? You seem so much more intelligent than I, Annie, and such a better person. I don't know how I could possibly help you.
I'm sure that's not true, but I've got a question. Since I know you're a huge crime buff.
Yes.
If you could commit a great crime from history and then reverse what they did to get them caught so you avoid detection, how would you do it?
Wait a minute. That's such an interesting question.
Yeah.
A great crime from history. And then how would I change the crime so that I don't get caught?
Yes. So if you were the one who committed it, right, how would you make, like, the great train robbery? I assume it's monetary since we don't want to make sure that the Jeffrey Dahmer doesn't get caught or anything like that.
Well, wait a minute. I was going to go right to murder and free a murderer. Yeah. Wow. That's a really good one. Help me out here, Gourley. You must have thoughts because I'm trying to think of one.
They caught those Lufthansa heist guys, right? Or no, they never did.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, what about the robbery at the Gardner Museum where they stole all the art at the Gardner Museum in Boston?
Yeah.
That pisses me off because I'm from Boston and I just hate that people walked in and took that art.
Did they catch them?
No, they never caught them and they never recovered the art. So what I would like to do is go back in time and be part of that crew. Okay.
So they do catch you.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I would participate in the robbery. But I would keep shouting out stuff that incriminated all of us, you know, like, well, you know, Tony and Vincent, it really is fun committing this crime at the Gardner. I can't wait to be done and go back to 353 Boylston Street in Boston divvy up the loot. I would do a lot of that so that we were caught.
Hey, those fingers of yours, they got right hand swirls on the prints or are they just,
Yeah, I would be eating peanut butter out of a jar the whole time I was there with my hands and offering it to the other robbers and then having them, you know, we'd all be leaving peanut butter prints everywhere.
Yeah. And then pulling out their hair and just leaving it in places for DNA.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the DNA I would want to leave.
What?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Annie, you better get out of here.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to be very hard to get semen out of any of us.
Oh, come on.
Out of any of us.
I don't know. I'd say like, hey guys, for fun, I brought these jars. And I thought it would be really fun.
If we had a circle jerk.
In front of this Rembrandt. Wouldn't that be fun? Annie, did I go too far?
Yes.
I think you went just too far enough.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
So in other words, you find me not guilty?
Of comedy.
No comedy was committed here.
I do think your Irish guilt would get in the way of you committing any crime. Yeah. I think you would cry if you were like in trying to steal art.
Also, your like love for posterity and history that those are old treasures. Yeah.
Yeah. And also my need to take credit for anything I did would get in the way. That would be the biggest thing that hurt me as a criminal is I'd be like, can you believe that?
Yeah.
I stole the Lindbergh baby. You know, I'd be doing that right away.
You would definitely be one of those guys that lingers around the scene of the crime well after. Like, they always see him behind the police tape line, just kind of looking side-eyed.
Yeah, and I'd be doing lots of interviews with the local media. Whoever did this was a real genius. And then I'd wink at the local camera crew.
I could see Conan trying to participate in the investigation afterwards. You know, some of those guys trying to buddy up to the cops. Where are you guys in the investigation?
Got a pipe and a deerstalker cap.
Yeah, exactly. Dressed as a bad Sherlock Holmes. Hey, you guys, I want in on this caper. I'm pretty good about crimes. Whoever did it was a real smartaroonie, wasn't he? He had a brain full of pretty good chestnuts, don't you think? Mr. O'Brien, you're under arrest. What? How did you catch me? All right, well, Annie, it was a delight talking to you. You're very smart, very cool, very funny, and I'm really going to try and behave myself the next time I'm in Canada, you know, and really that includes any place in Canada, whether it's, you know, Saskatchewan, again, Manitoba.
Oh, God.
Annie, get out of
New
here.
New Brunswick, Nova Scotia. Yourself.
You can leave.
Prince Edward Island, Newfoundland, Labrador. I mean, I just want to make sure any of the save northern us. Territories.
Save us, Annie. Please help us.
Declare a mistrial, Annie, immediately.
Yeah. Podcast dismissed.
Thanks very much, Annie. You can tell your husband it's okay to come back now.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.